Adrian Cole.
Linebacker Adrian Cole, Black Defensive Player of the Week, 14 total tackles, 9 solo. Questions?
What changed? I mean, you've been here a few years now where you couldn't get a win on the road. Now, all of a sudden, you're road warriors. What changed that mentality?
It's just, I think more players are starting to finally buy into the Dyke system. I mean, and we're just really focused and are applying ourselves to try to be better at each individual position, not trying to just be good in defense and offense. We're trying to be good in all three phases and finally, you know, be cohesive with each other and get it all gelled together.
How nice is it to have a guy like Ryan Allen giving y'all that position when y'all come out there?
It's awesome having somebody like that, you know, knowing that you're always going to have a punter that can flip the field and give the defense a better chance to go out there and stop them, you know, turn those a short punt, which might lead to 5-play drives into, like, where it had to be sustainable drives, like 10 plays, and having somebody back there like that is just a great feeling.
You guys faced a lot of passing teams this year, and then you shut down a very prolific running back and a good running team. Talk about how that just came out of nowhere, a team that you really didn't know what to expect from being out last year.
We've seen that Utah State's an excellent run team. They have an excellent quarterback who also he can throw the ball at great too. And we figured the first thing we had to stop was their rush, because I think they're averaging like over 250 yards per game. And so we knew we can hold that in, then we can apply our pressures and our packages for their pass game and try to confuse them, and I guess we was able to do it. But they're an excellent team too, and I lost concentration. they're real good and excellent at what they do, and so we try to apply ourselves, because I think they're one of their third down efficiency is so great due to the fact that their rushing attack is so great. So it's like the best of the third downs, and we're fortunate to be able to come up on top.
After that statement, do you think that y'all more of a complete defense
now? No. We still got more things to work on. We need to lower our missed tackles and busted assignments and alignments. Just because you win don't mean there's not things you need to work on.
What do you expect to see from San Jose State?
I expect to see, I was reading over the little on the little sheet, and I think they're going to have a good a balance of passing and rushing. I see they have a pretty good tight end and also a wide receiver who put up 2 10 reception games. So we got a game plan for both of them. And then they also have a pretty good rushing attack too. So that's what we expect to see from San Jose.
With the way conference started off, you guys against Hawaii, and now looking and the only team ahead of you is the team that y'all still have to play and get a chance. How nice is that to know that that's the position you're in?
We just take every game by game, because if you focus on the big prize, then you're going to end up stumbling in between. So, really, we're just really focused on San Jose. We're just going to let everything else play out. All we're going to do is handle us game by game.
Is your beard being longer than it was last year playing, dear?
I tell you the truth, I don't like to do it, but I'm a superstitious football player. My senior year of high school, I grew out my hair because I initially wanted dreads, and you can't have dreads at my Catholic high school. So I just grew it out, and we posted a 13-1 win streak that year. So I said, figure since the hair growing out since all my years in college didn't really work, let's try the beard now. So.
Anything else? All right, thanks.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks.